All right, folks, too hot already. Bad start. Start over again. The time is 6 o'clock in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community, usually, but not today. Anytime. Whoop, I'm not going to say that. You may tweet at us.
There you go.
We're at Mascot Wedding. I feel weird not saying that.
Do you want to say it for...
Normally, I would say, this is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOP, but don't call in because we won't take them today.
No.
You may tweet at us, though. We are at Mascot Wedding. I have it open. If you tweet it, I will see it and read it. And anything said in this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else, quit your bitching. How are you, David?
I am awesome, Mac. Do you want to know why I'm awesome?
Why? I definitely do know why.
Because
I definitely want to know why I do.
For the sake of the radio audience,
yes.
Let us find out why together. It is our 200th episode.
That's right.
Yay! Yes. And what is that you hear? That is an audience. My lifelong dream has come true. We have an audience in studio today.
This was your lifelong dream?
Lifelong dream.
So you're like a little kid, and they're like, do you want to be play football when you grow up? And you're like, I want to host a radio show that gets a live audience.
First of all, it's an uncanny impression of me.
Second
of all, yeah, it was like, I want to volunteer at a radio station, not work. I don't want to get paid for it. I want to volunteer. I want to get suspended a couple times, and then eventually we'll trot our way to 200.
Once they try to take our show away, whatever, it's great. Well, you did it. That beats the hell out of my lifelong dream.
Which is?
Kissing a lady. So.
Well, there's still time. And there's still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in the audience.
Then what?
That qualifies?
Anyway.
Let's make this weird for you, Mac.
We're like, what are we going to do on the show today? And Dave and I were like, let's agree not to openly hit on people on the show. And David said, no dice.
You said that at me? And I was busy with something else.
Maybe you were playing some dice. No, all right. We have a good show. People are actually here. Yay! Thanks so much. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to everyone here at some point. You should. If you don't feel like talking, you don't have to.
Whatever.
We're not going to force you like huge jerks.
Yeah, but the phone line is open on microphone 3.
Wink.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, if you call in today, we're not going to take it, though.
No.
You had your shot.
Yeah, exactly. We posted it to all of our social networks. We said, hey, come on down. And you said, no, I'm busy.
Yeah, we're like, send us an email, and the people that did are here. So thumbs up for following directions.
Yes, exactly. Basic directions. Thanks, guys. You did it.
So how are you, David?
How am I? All things aside that I just mentioned, I am I'm good. Today was a fantastic day.
Fantastic, huh?
Fan-G-D-tastic.
Let's keep it sort of clean. Why? By the way, this is super weird because it's just normally David and I talking to ourselves. And we don't have to worry about how boring the show is.
Yeah.
Because that's just like, well, if I'm boring David, screw him.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like once we get into the comic section of these shows,
I talk about comics.
I'm going to get some flop sweat like nobody's ever seen before, just like looking out into the crowd. And by the way, like I usually, this is how I do my show. I'll face Mac the entire time. But now I kind of feel like I have to face you guys. And that's very weird. I'm like.
Feel free to check your phones if you get bored. Just don't. Tag where you are and go Walla or
and
whatever.
If someone wants to give me a score on the Texans-Bengals game, that would help me a lot. It's only their first playoff game in like 17 years, but I'm here anyway for you and for everybody else.
I think that's why people came today, for sports updates.
Exactly. You come for the sports, and you stay for sports by Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, what? That album sucks, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to throw it at somebody.
Okay.
But my day was great. I slept in late today because I was very tired last night. I was so tired that I fell asleep in the middle of an email.
Did you? This is stupid. This is real dumb.
No.
Did you fall asleep holding the Z button? You're just like, zonked out.
I found that little emoticon of the smiley face with the nightcap and just put it there. It said BRB.
Is that like a Alt Tab Control and then X or something?
That is. Hold on.
Wait, are you serious? Do you know this?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, why did you look at the keyboard for effect?
I was going to make one up.
Oh, okay.
On the spot. That's how witty we are.
We're pretty great. Yep. Now, were we out late last night, David?
We were out late.
We were having a crazy party watching That Gary Oldman movie.
Yeah, the party of the year, yeah. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Look out, ladies. Because we're going to sit quietly and eat salads.
Yeah, with our watching other people drink mojito teenies.
So, but when we walked into that, well, first of all, I like to say Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. One of the guys in it, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
Who is on the BBC show Sherlock.
Yes.
And I got to say, that guy is kind of should be an inspiration to a lot of people.
How so?
Just that it shows that you can succeed in Hollywood with a terrible name.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is be crushingly handsome,
yeah,
and have a super deep voice and be a good actor. But it's just nice to know that his awful name, Benedict Cumberbatch, did not hold him back.
Now, I've never seen him. Which one was he in the movie?
He was the guy who was like friends with Gary Oldman.
Oh, sure. He was like his liaison. Not liaison.
He was his little... Protégé. What was that studio audience?
Protégé. Yes, exactly. Will. He was the one who drove him around in that protege.
But as we were walking in to the draft house, which is where we saw it, there was this guy outside on a laptop, just outside, like not in the lobby, but literally outside. Mm-hmm. And as we were walking by, he was looking. I saw what it was on his screen, and they were layouts of spaceships from Star Trek. Like,
yeah.
Literally, he was looking at. Thank you, studio audience. He was, I don't know why he clapped. He was like looking at, you know, like Star Trek ships. And yeah. I was like, man, really? Like, you're already. And I realized about myself that when I saw him on a computer, I was like, what's this guy with a computer doing?
Yeah. How dare he access knowledge?
Which is real. Yeah. Which is stupid because computers, they're awesome.
They're the best.
They're our buddies. And it got me thinking, sometimes when I am home alone or I'm driving alone,
mm-hmm.
I will like to fantasize about what would I do if I could bring Benjamin Franklin from the past to the future.
Sure.
And at first I'd give him like a soda and it would sting his teeth. But I was like, why am I wasting time with Benjamin Franklin when I could grab a 1980s hardcore jock bully and just bring him to the present?
Yeah.
Because, man, like imagine like a 1980s, like, you know, like, why are you dating Sheila? She's from Everhigh or something like that, you know. If you bring him to the present, he would just be ripping on everything.
Yeah.
Like he'd be like, whoa. Like, he'd walk into a coffee shop. He's like, coffee? That's for nerds. Like, slapping him out of hands. Like, what do you use the computer for, nerd? And just hate everything.
Yeah. So if you were to get, like, an ogre from Revenge of the Nerds, he would turn everything into something he could drink out of, and he would also flush people's heads down toilets.
Yeah. But all the things that we've got today is pretty cool, but he would still hate it.
Yeah, I love
He'd be
it.
Like, Apple computer, and, like, slam, and then pants you,
uh-huh.
and then kiss your mom.
Hey, I don't like one of those.
Which, all right. Anyway, did you like that movie? Did you think it was a good movie?
I did. I liked it very much, but it was a very smart movie, and like I said, I was very tired, but I'm also not so smart, so I felt really dumb, like, when I first watched it. Like, you know, it's a spy movie. It's a very sort of slow and, you know, methodical, and they're all, you know, procedural, that sort of thing, but, like, halfway through, I was like, when's someone gonna sit in a cake? Like, I want a wacky wedding
a cake.
Or something. I need hijinks. Like, I'm just tired. I'm tired right now.
We're going to snake out that mole who's been trading British intelligence to the, oh, what is this?
I feel what? Good. Chasing a dog through headquarters.
Whose puppy is this? No cats in the office.
But how do you feel about it?
I it was good. I liked it.
That's all you got?
Yeah. I don't know. It was good.
Okay.
When we were walking out, this, like, younger guy was also walking out, and he goes, I don't like how it moved back and forth in time. And I really wanted to be like, you're stupid. I'm smart because I'm older than you.
I'll be honest with you. It took me a while to figure out that they were doing that too. Because, like, this wasn't like a flashback episode of The Simpsons where everyone has like Homer has like 90s hair or something. Like, the only difference between Gary Oldman in the flashback and Gary Oldman in the present was that he had changed clothes. And there's nothing else. Like, people do that every day. I couldn't figure it out until about, I'm going to say 30 minutes into the movie.
Do you guys like shots of old men swimming? Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Oh, man.
That's my recommendation for you.
Step aside that
we
one.
We got some tweets.
Oh, yes.
One KT Seeking says, David has a weird cake fetish. That person is sitting right there.
Yes.
Thanks for wasting our time.
And no, it's true. I have a weird cake fetish.
Who says it's weird? Why has it got to be weird?
Yeah, exactly. You're making me the bad guy because I like cake.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon.
There's a microphone over here if you want to. Oh, I think we're getting our first phone call.
Oh, yes.
On the show.
Let's go to the Dana line.
Ring, ring. Easy. Tall, call screener Tim. Also, tall screener Krim. Good show, good show.
My favorite gatekeeper on Jonah Hex.
Yes, are we up here?
We are up now.
There we go. Hello.
Hi, man. First time caller. Exciting.
You can talk in the
mic. Oh, I can? Okay, good. I just want to say, so weird cake fetish when you want a lady to sit in a cake first, as you said earlier. You're like,
did you say you wanted a lady to sit in a cake?
Earlier you said, when's the lady going to sit in a cake? Or I just want someone to sit in a cake.
I said, when's someone going to sit in a cake?
Someone.
Someone. Okay, so it doesn't have to be one.
I think it is your gross gender bias that made you think that I wanted a lady to sit in a cake.
Look, if I'm hanging out with an attractive lady and she wants to sit in a cake, I'm not going to stop her.
Yeah, exactly. And if she happens to be sexy while doing it, like, God. Frosting on my bottom and like
get a not sexy.
Well, I think she clearly had a long day at school and she's very tired. Yeah. So I just want to make it comfortable.
Are you guys saying that you wouldn't be into it if a woman was like, ooh, there's frosting all over my bum bum? Like, that wouldn't be? That would everyone groan.
I would kind of be like, why are you telling me this? Like, can you go get clean?
Yeah, she's just like maybe you're even in a public place. Who, it's like underneath her clothes.
Who to you?
Underneath her clothes.
Who to you is your sort of go-to attractive female celebrity?
Gosh, are we going in terms?
It
of
just
like,
could be a quick answer.
Total. All right, fine. Oh God.
It's not
Tina
so easy.
Fey. Tina Fey.
Tina.
That sexy Tina Fey.
Yes. America, the world's hottest lady, Tina Fey.
All right. I have to,
just
I'm
whatever.
Not, what's her name? Who's like
Michelle
really hot?
Williams.
Yeah, Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams, sure.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Yes.
So let's say you were going out. If I had Michelle Williams on my arm and I was like, check out my hot date, Michelle Williams. If she had cake icing all completely over her backside, I'd be a little embarrassed still. I'd be like, you need to clean it up.
But what if...
Listen,
okay.
Michelle Williams, you're looking aces tonight.
Yeah.
Except your bottom is completely covered in cake icing. Get it together, Michelle Williams.
But what if this is like the fetish thing is that she leans over to you right before you guys start to join like a dinner party and she's like, I've got frosting between my jeans and my skin. It's a weird...
Okay.
Here, let's go through the scenario. Can you pop me up for a second?
Yeah, sure.
So, hi, blah, 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 and then you come in and whisper in.
Oh, hey, just before we meet these guys,
okay.
I just want you to know that I've got cake frosting all down my legs underneath these jeans. Just everywhere.
Hey, when you want to leave, it's fine. That's what I would say to you. I'd be like, when you want to stop being gross, it's cool.
Also, that is... Yeah, you know what? I'll save that one. I almost said something I was going to regret on the air, so never mind.
Are you having a good day, caller?
Yeah, it's going great, you know?
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Boop. Yeah, that's how that works. Stupid. Real stupid. Oh... I have a boop. I can talk about waitstaff, or we can get to that little feature of predictions. What do you want to do?
You know what? Follow your heart. That is my gift to you on this 200th episode.
I'm probably not going to win a lot of friends, but do you enjoy eating out, David?
I sure do.
I enjoy eating out as well.
Yeah, eating out is fun, says
Who
the Texas Restaurant Association.
Of course, yes. And also, wasn't Herman Cain like the president of something? Like restaurant related?
He was the American Restaurant Association, I want to say.
And he never held public office, is this correct?
Never did.
Nodding? Where's the microphone's on? You can say yeah.
Yeah,
he never held public.
Okay.
Not yet.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
Cain. No,
Cain. No. Everybody on the Cain train.
Cain train.
I heard he was like the godfather of pizza. Is that a political office?
No. So, although I heard he was elected, I am running for Pizza Patron.
Uh-huh.
So,
I also heard
2012,
he,
let's do it.
He was a female body inspector.
Maybe.
I saw him with the shirt.
That's all it takes.
We were in Cabo.
You're at Senor Frogs. One of the reasons I like eating out is so I can judge my waitstaff.
Sure.
Uncontrollably judge them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, like this waiter came over. I was at a taqueria.
Oh,
Yeah. I'm bragging it a little bit.
Humble brag.
No big whoop. Do people still say that? Let's say they do. Yeah, a waiter came over. It was perfectly fine. I forget what weird small offense he did, but I was instantly like, this guy sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm oddly like the cruelest man ever to, and it does, I'm not like, you know, if they refill my water before my soda or something, I'm not like, well, that's 50 cents off your tip. Like,
right.
I'm not monetizing it. But I do realize it. I'm a bit of a cruel, heartless jerk.
Okay.
When it comes to waiters.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay. Do you?
I'm kidding.
Do you find yourself like when a waiter walks up to you or a waitress? Remember wait staff? Are you like, impress me? Impress me, scum.
No. I'm not. Because there's
you're not like, spotlight's on.
No. There's an initial like honeymoon period. Like, where, you know, we're dancing the dance. I'm seeing what they're like as a waiter or waitress.
Nope. When a server comes up to me, that Eminem song from 8 Mile starts playing in my head. I'm like, this is your one shot. Don't miss your chance to blow some spaghetti.
Do they hear the song?
I start bobbing along. They see my head bobbing.
Okay.
But they don't actually hear that. I don't think, maybe they do.
So they're like, oh, for all we know, this psycho might just be here to eat napkins. So let's
I'm
not.
I'm not, no, because I would, once I start not eating napkins, they go, they tell intensity to relax.
Once you start not eating napkins.
Yes.
Okay. So that could happen at any time.
Well, I think once, look, if you guys were hungry for napkins and you went to a restaurant, when would you start eating a napkin?
Immediately.
Thank you.
What if you, no.
I like, I'm turning the audience against you, David.
Don't care for that one bit.
That was one of my goals today.
Here's my train of thought in this napkin thread that we're on. It's shameful to eat napkins. I'm sorry, big napkin. But it's shameful to eat napkins. So you would like go there and like sort of like, I am here to eat a meal. And then you would surreptitiously eat the napkins later. Like you wouldn't just go right away like, yeah, just bring me a cup of coffee and just eat some napkins. You'd wait.
There's some weird A&E show called like My Weird Fetish or something like this. Does anyone know the title of it?
Freaky Eaters?
Yeah. Is it the taboo one?
It might be.
There's a million of those.
Okay.
Shows.
Well, in this show,
yeah.
There was some lady who ate paper napkin or tissues. No, she ate paper.
Toilet paper.
Yes, toilet paper.
Yeah.
And she would go to a movie theater and just sit there like watch the movie like munching toilet paper the entire time.
Which, by the way, look, if that's her obsession, if that's like something wired into her, I feel awful. I'm sorry?
What? Oh, I think we're getting a phone call. No, yeah.
I believe line three is open.
Line three. Come on. Yeah. Did not want to talk.
Okay. No, it's a real
disorder. What's your name, caller?
It's Mindy.
Hey, Mindy.
Hey, Mindy. Hi.
It's called pica. It's a real disorder. It's when people eat non-food objects.
Oh, I believe it was a real disorder.
Oh, yeah. I don't think she's faking that to get on TV.
You don't have to hold the microphone, by the way. Or you can just point it at yourself. Why... What causes that? Were they like, as a kid, were they touched? Were they?
I think just
some dude tried on swimsuits with him.
You're still saying that in the microphone.
Sorry.
Oh, no, just faulty wiring.
Fault, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
See, oh, that was kidding.
Oh, I'm gonna get another phone call.
I
love
it. Hey, well, you're on the air. What's your name, caller?
My name's Troy.
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 Your name's not Troy.
I have a question.
Yes.
When she ate the toilet paper, was it just one? Did she just like spaghetti? Just suck up the whole thing? I'll take my call off the air.
I think that was from the Coneheads.
Uh huh.
When Arthur Conehead, whatever his name, Beldeck.
Arthur Conehead Doyle. Yes.
Arthur Conehead Doyle.
That Arthur. Darn it. It's okay. Go ahead.
When he. By the way, Andrew, could you go? I think there's somebody at the door. Could you just check on that? Thank you. Yeah. When he got to America. The Earth, he
yes.
sucked some toilet paper right into his mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that.
She would like, it was like, imagine like pieces of popcorn that you were slowly putting in your mouth. That's what she was doing with toilet paper. Or TP, as we like to say.
Which, and don't confuse that with Teddy Pendergrass. Here's the thing, though. If that is her affliction, that's awful. But of all the papers to eat, there's something off about toilet paper. Like, paper towels are sturdy and serve a purpose. Yes, sir, Andrew.
No, that's fine.
Oh, that's fine.
No, they're co-op people.
Yeah.
We'll edit that out of the podcast. Cut.
But yeah, like notebook paper, like there's a like a fancy sheen to it, a gloss.
I know the answer to this, but have you tried eating notebook paper?
I have.
Okay, I did not know the answer to that.
Well, I mean, like tried it, like I didn't get like my bib with a picture of a notebook paper on it. I just, I chewed on it when I was a little boy.
I think toilet paper is the easier paper to swallow.
But that's got a history to it. Like,
well, no, it's not you. She's not like going...
I know.
She's like going 8 a.m. on it.
Look, I know that. But it's like when you date someone and you meet their family, like...
Okay.
Oh, well, if her parents are like that, then she's going to be like that. That's what toilet paper is like to me when you eat
it. Explain that. As not graphically as you can.
Right. Okay. Toilet paper.
Do you have some Jeopardy music? Anybody can make this?
No, we will do it on our own.
Okay.
Toilet paper is inherently, it's the
It's gross. It is the, if I may, it's the bottom feeder of the paper family. And so I swear to God. And so it just has an association with it that I'm not comfortable with when I'm eating toilet paper.
Okay, well, you know, when you're going to the grocery store, mm-hmm. and you're pushing your cart, and you're looking at all the wonderful products you can buy,
yeah.
and you don't see like that 12-pack of toilet, because I buy it in bulk. When you get the 12-pack of toilet paper, and it's just, it's like white and billowy, like so much
yeah.
snowy goodness, you don't see that, and you're like, yeah.
No, because I'm not having a fever dream, and I don't think those are giant marshmallows.
I do drop acid before I go to the grocery store.
As well you should. As well you should. That makes the bread more fun.
Paper or plastic. What was that sound? That was supposed to be that. What is it?
I think we found our cat.
Sunshine,
everyone. What? Oh, I think we're getting a phone call.
First person, name the phrase that pays.
What's your name, caller?
Andrew.
Was I thinking of a song, Andrew?
Yeah, but that's not important. What I wanted to talk about was back to your paper eating thing.
Yes, please.
Yes, our paper
okay,
eating thing.
The paper eating conversation. So maybe it was discussed while I was letting somebody in the building.
Yep.
So do people who eat like
for folks not watching, Andrew was hunched over instead of moving.
Hunched
the microphone.
Wringing my hands.
Yeah, like Peter Lorre.
Yeah, seriously.
So fetch us a brain later.
I've got to go attend an estate. If you'll excuse me. Do people who compulsively eat non-food objects,
which I'm an expert in. Go ahead.
Of course. Do they have like? Is there like a taste? Like we were saying, like it's like I only eat college ruled paper. Like, do they have? You know, it's like I eat shoes, but I don't eat Payless. I eat like a nice Steve Madden. I like. Yeah. I like to get like a real nice like you know.
See,
shoe.
That's what the show needs to be.
My honest answer is, I hope so.
Yeah,
because that would make it. That would just tilt the scales from like super crazy to oh my gosh crazy.
Yeah, if they like actually if there was like stratified like levels of like things they would eat, it's like
yeah, yeah.
It's like I want to treat myself to a nice like Red Wing boot. Anyway, that's all I had to ask. I was just
Andrew, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, caller. So we got some more tweets. Katie Seeking, another audience member, says David was bullied in school. #Hashtag eating paper. Elk
I did
mating.
Fine in school.
John Erler himself says, congrats on 200. Question, what is the best moment and worst moment of the last 199 shows? He says, City Slickers campfire bonding. That kind of actually transitions into something. Are we done talking about paper? Anyone have any more paper points?
Any more paper talk?
So, okay. David, in preparation for the 200th show.
Of course.
200th, excuse me.
2C.
Yes, two bills. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, show 100, we were like, oh, that just happened. Like, we totally went right past
I think, yeah, we just forgot that.
Yeah, we weren't paying attention.
No.
In fact, the podcasts are only up to, like, 190. Or maybe not. I hope so.
Okay.
So, yeah, thank God you were paying attention.
Yeah, I do my job. I'm the best assistant the show ever had.
Number one. So, but I was listening to some old episodes, and I start noting that you often like to make predictions on the show.
Oh, like a madman.
Yeah, you were just talking, and you're like, you know, I bet this is going to happen. And so I culled some of the predictions from the past 200 episodes, mm-hmm. and we're just going to see, you know, how right and wrong you are.
Sure thing.
Okay. So I don't know, what should we call this segment?
Mascot Wedding Looks Back at the Future.
Mascot Wedding Looks Back at the Future. Bam, 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 bam. Theme song for that.
Peter Jennings is here.
Can't talk today. It's good that I'm not on the radio. Oh, here's one. This is from before Obama ran for office. You said, if this Obama guy runs, he's definitely going to win, which you were right.
That was
before he even entered the election.
That's right.
But then you also said, but it's going to be a tight race between him and Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
You know, really thought Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to enter and win.
You know what? He still might. I mean, time will tell on
you
him.
You're wrong. Obama became president.
Well,
and
that,
he didn't.
See, that's. I mean, he's a lot of other people's presidents, if you know what I mean. Like, time will tell on whether or not he's still going to be our president, if that makes sense.
I think once you make Expendables 2, you're pretty much saying, I'm done.
Look, I'm never going to make Expendables 2.
Well, no, not you.
But you just said.
But I was talking about Schwarzenegger.
Oh, he's going
to be the Schwarzenegger you.
Yeah.
Okay, who's another one?
Yes.
This was, I think, from 2008.
Okay.
A show in 2008. You said, I was looking online, and I found a script for Christopher Nolan's next project. And then we talked about how you went about that. And then later on you said, it's called Inception. Mm-hmm. It seems amazing, and I could really see this being the project that puts Jim Carrey back on top. Now, Inception did make a lot of money. It was really good. But Leonardo DiCaprio ended up being in that.
Well, see, no, actually, if I may, there was a little tweak in that. I could have sworn Tom Hardy was going to be Jim Carrey, but then it ended up being Tom Hardy.
Oh.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I thought it would be a star-making turn for him.
I don't know why you thought that would be a Jim Carrey role.
Wouldn't he be great in that? In that,
no.
You know that sexy Brit Tom Hardy? Wouldn't that be great if it was some rubber-faced 50-year-old?
This segment's going great, by the way. Here's one from the beginning of January. This is a year ago.
Okay.
He said, I don't know, guys. I feel like Katy Perry and Russell Brand are in it for the long haul, unlike Barack and Michelle, which is weird because you predicted the divorce of Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle. But then also that same show, you said, top album sales-wise, Adele's 21.
Yeah, I had a real good feeling about it.
Yeah, and you were correct. That was.
Yeah.
But the marriage thing, way off.
Well, I think Barry and Michelle still have a ways to go. I think, you know, once...
Do you call him Barry?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What do you call that cat?
no, never.
Call him Barack.
Okay. Call him Sir.
I guess I would call him Sir.
On you when I was the one who initiated Barry.
There's a story where Neil Brennan, co-creator of The Chappelle Show,
yes.
He was at a White House dinner and he met Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And he walked up to him and he goes, hey, man. And I was like, don't. Don't call the president, man.
Did he give him fist pound?
I don't know if he gave the president a fist pound. Would you if you met Barack Obama, what would you do? I might try and hug him. So I think I would instantly get my neck broken by a Secret Service guy.
You know what? I give Neil Brennan grief, but there's a part of me in the back of my brain, I know I would try to shake his hand, but also say what it is.
What it is? You're a monster.
I don't mean it that way.
Pretend I'm the president right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Okay. Hey there, boy.
Oh. right back at you. Ah, darn it.
See?
That's not good. That's not good.
All right, you pretend you're the president. I'll be me.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, Mr. President.
Hello. How are you?
What's going on? I would definitely shake his hand.
Yeah, of course. You have.
I wouldn't try and do this. Like that weird double arm shake where you grab each other at the elbow.
Right.
Because that would be weird.
How about that like Predator handshake where like you both try to arm wrestle each other?
Oh, like in Predator 1?
Yeah, or just Predator.
Nope. Okay. So a show also early from last year, you correctly guessed that Gosling would lose the Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said he would finish second because every year we handicap People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive race.
As we do, yes.
Wow, we do that for a lot of different magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Vibe.
Yeah.
Their Sexiest Man.
King Magazine.
Game Pro.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We do that one.
Which I still got a good feeling about Samus.
Cat and Dog Fancy.
Mm-hmm. Both of those. Highlights for children.
Yes.
The Sexiest Goofus Alive?
Tiger Beat, is that still a thing?
It is, and so is Bop.
Ringmaster? I think it's a wrestling magazine. Anyway, you said, this is the year crime prevention in Austin gets revolutionized as the Austin Police Department is handed over to crime-predicting psychics a la Minority Report. You thought that was going to happen.
I was off on that one.
You were a little bit wrong.
I was kind of hoping for that touchscreen technology where you just slide everything. But that was in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
I think that means it's coming true.
I think it's close.
Also, one last thing. This was back in when the iPad was first announced.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember how like, people were making fun of it? Like, oh, it's just a big iPod Touch.
Yes, I do.
And you said the iPad is going to blow up huge, which you were correct about. But then you said, also, don't be surprised if slavery comes back.
Wow.
Which has not happened.
Oh.
I don't know what you were thinking on that one.
Here's the thing about that.
I was a little offended, too.
Well, I didn't. It could be white slavery.
What?
This segment went great, by the way.
Yeah, it was a really good segment. I think we can all agree on that.
I think we can all agree, you and me.
Yep. I wish some people were calling in. Shrug.
Do you want to take a break?
Oh, yeah, let's take a break.
Let's do that.
We're at the halfway point.
Yeah, we're at the halfway point. Let's go take a break and then let's do that.
That sounds good.
Okay, hold on.
Do you want to play some Muzak?
I do, but this thing's asleep. Muzak, you're cute.
No, thank you.
That's what they call.
Look at you. You're so unorganized. I'm ready to go over here.
Oh, no, I'm ready to go because I'm doing Todd Rundgren.
Fine.
Off the Something Anything album. This is Couldn't I Just Tell You More Mascot Wedding Show.
Hungry Todd Rundgren.
After this. Sorry about that. I had some technical difficulties, but we are back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mick Blake. Mick Blake. Yeah. Hey, look, we're getting a phone call.
Oh, is that right?
Hey, don't call right now. There we go. Yay. That's how we handle that.
I think that might be the rest of the show. Mowing people down.
Guys, I will say this. David and I started out Oh, but yeah, we should talk. We do the show reset.
Yeah, we totally could.
This is our 200th broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people have graciously joined us. We have a live studio audience today. Yay! Yes. Who are suffering through our general awkwardness.
Uh-huh. But thank God I turned the air conditioning on, so that is one point in everyone's favor.
Yeah. And so we're just doing stuff.
Yeah.
But David and I started out... I mean, I did some radio in college, but it didn't matter at all. Like, anyone could have a show on co-op. You just got to go through a bit of...
Oh, wow.
What was that? I think we got a phone call.
Oh, I think some troglodyte just made a prank call to us.
Yeah. Hello, scumbag. Hello? Nope. Okay.
Nope.
I thought so.
Guess he dropped into the sewer where he was.
Dropped into the sewer. Don't find an art book down there and train turtles. God, I'm on fire right now.
Eddie Hoozles.
Yeah,
we started October 2007. And yeah.
My point is long gone from my head. Borat, everybody. yeah, we started out, anyone can do a show. We're just, you know, you have to go through an internship. Mm-hmm. And man, what was I going to say?
I don't know
either.
But yeah, for the completists out there, we started off as a 30-minute show on Thursdays, but we both had jobs, and so we applied for a Saturday slot and got one, which was Saturday's it's a coveted piece, and we got it, and we dominated ever since. Take that, everybody. Is that what you wanted to say?
That was pretty much it.
Yeah, mowing everybody down. I've already said that like twice this segment.
Mowing people down?
Yeah. I want to see Lawnmower Man tonight.
I think that can be arranged. You just have to go rent it. Oh, I think we're getting a phone call from somebody. There we go. Making our way in the world today. Takes everything you. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Katie, a second-time caller.
Hey, Katie, what's up?
Hey, not too much. I just had a question for you guys.
Sure.
So you guys started doing this back in 2007.
Yes.
Was this the first project you guys did together? Because does that predate...
No, we used to make little short films because we used to work together.
Mm-hmm.
My first memory of David was we were in this... we were both employed at the same awful place.
Mm-hmm.
And David walked up to his boss and grabbed him from behind. And the boss goes, "What are you doing?"
David goes,
"His name is Safe."
Yes.
It's true.
Yeah.
And Safe goes, "What are you doing?" And David says, "Can I put you in a half Nelson?" And then Safe goes, "No." And David goes, "Can I sing you some Nelson?" And he says, "Yes." And then David started singing Nelson. And then I go, "I like this guy." And then we became buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've known each other since 2003.
That was late 2003. We didn't become friends until 2004.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even say 2005.
Okay. It's rough stuff, Jack. Hey, we got a tweet from Trey Fuentes.
Remember, is that right?
He says, "What toilet paper tastes best?" That was like 30 minutes ago, Trey.
I'm going to say it's the colored toilet paper that they don't make anymore, which I don't know why. I don't know why they made it in the first place. Katie, everybody, thank you.
Thank you, Katie. Yes.
Have we talked about that on the show? I feel like we've already discussed colored toilet paper.
No.
But you remember that, right? That was a thing like in the early 80s.
Colored toilet paper.
Like there was white, and everybody knew white, and there was a light blue, and there was like a rose color.
Okay, I remember that. Why was that a thing, though?
I don't know. That makes the least sense.
Are you sure it wasn't like a birth announcement thing? Like, "Oh, my wife just gave birth to a son. Wipe your butt with this stuff."
What a weird way to tell your husband. Like, just change the role before he goes to the loo, if I may. And just, like, have him sit down for his morning constitutional. And then check the role and be like, "Oh, it's gonna be a girl!" And then run out, pants around his ankles.
That would be a weird way.
Yeah.
Correct.
That was a long walk.
It was a super long walk.
Stupid points.
Mm-hmm. You're doing great.
I'm
You're fate. Crushing it.
You know who else is doing great? The Houston Texans.
Oh, boo.
Was there the Houston... No? Okay, that's fine. I was just going to sing their fight song.
I like how we have people here, and they're watching a Stu radio show, and now we all have to sit here and watch you look at your phone.
I was just checking while you were talking about the thing.
That's fair. That's fair enough.
Anyway, did you ever think of that thing that you're going to... That point you're going to make?
No. Oh, but we do get a phone call.
We do have a call.
Boop. Hold on. Whoop. I haven't put him on the air yet. That's weird. KOP, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Andrew.
Andrew.
I'm calling again.
I'm going to put you on mute for a second.
Okay.
I hate this guy, David.
Oh my God, he's the worst.
What a scumbag. Taking him off mute.
Okay.
I just want to say how much I love you guys, and you've been friends to me for such so many years, and how I, you know, I know you never say anything bad about me, but no, I wanted to talk to you guys about, so what are some, you know, 2011 is in the rear view, mm-hmm. It's behind us, so what do you think 2012 holds for you guys? What are some goals? What are some, like, aspirations? What do you guys want to do?
Man, excellent question. However, I don't know how much of that I want to answer on the air. If that's a cheat, I apologize. But, like, definitely just keep crushing it. I think that's paramount on everybody's mind. But, yeah, there's some stuff I would still like to do. Like, you know, we've got, it's no secret, we do stuff around town with Stag Comedy.
Woo, yeah!
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, guy in Stag Comedy.
I think you just got shot with an arrow, was that sound.
Yes, exactly.
It went right through my chainmail.
But no, it's you know, that's starting to hit its stride, and this show is probably as popular as it's ever been, I think. Is that safe to say?
I want to see that new Batman movie. That is my one and only goal. That thing looks amazing.
Your one and only goal.
It's got that guy in it, Bane.
It's your goal to buy a ticket to a movie.
Yeah, I want to be there opening night. Who's with me, crowd? We're doing it. Oh, they're getting a phone call. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, my name is Courtney.
Hey, what's up, Courtney?
Hi, Courtney.
Not much. Just thinking about my goals, and one of my goals this year is to never let a fly touch my food. Because
mm-hmm.
I was listening to this podcast called Stuff You Should Know, and they were like, hey, flies do what we do in our digestive systems, except for on our food. So they, like, throw up on our food.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you guys ever, like, got paranoid about flies being on your food.
All the time.
It happens.
Yeah, no, I get paranoid about flies and insects and creatures everywhere at all times of the day. That's my illness. That's my paper eating.
Guys, shut up, because we just got a very important tweet. You can stay there. Lean Bean says, wasn't the rose blue toilet paper scented? White toilet paper was advertised as dye free, I believe. Thank you for that information we could not live without. No, but thank you, Lean Bean.
Yes, thank you so much.
I don't know. Fly touch my food. If it touches on something and I kind of want to eat it, I'm still probably going to eat it.
Really?
You're judging me.
You don't just, like, pick that part off? Like, just pick it off and then eat the rest?
What if it's on half a steak?
Then you...
What if it's in the middle? What am I supposed to cut a little circle in the middle
of
the steak?
How big is that
exactly
fly?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, it doesn't, like, I'll sit there and watch it march on my steak like it's like a high school marching band.
Are you eating at the Mist? Like, why is this big, giant fly?
I would eat at the Mist. It's a great movie. I'm not going to, like, cut around. I'll probably eat it.
Knowing that they just threw up on your half a steak, you would just still eat it.
I'm not thinking about it until you're bringing it up.
Well,
you're
that's
ruining
why
food for me.
I'm trying to save your life.
It's not going to make... I've probably eaten food that a fly has landed on before. So you're saying in the second it has landed on there, it probably did stuff on my steak? That's awful.
I think what would make a big difference...
I don't like this world anymore.
No. I think what would make a big difference is if I saw it do that or if I heard it do that. But since you will never hear a fly vomit, then I am pretty okay with eating whatever. Yeah.
It's got the fly heaves.
Unless it's like a bulimic fly and it's very good at vomiting.
All right.
Never mind. Why am I even doing this show anymore?
I was trying to... Here's a little inside baseball. I was trying to come up with a stand-up bit about that old poem, like, there was no lady who swallowed a fly until she swallowed a spider and then swallowed these other animals.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, that's stupid.
Yeah.
And then I just imagine this lady, like, swallowing a cat, and I was like, there's something there. There's got to be some joke there. And I spent a little too long on it before I abandoned it.
Wow.
Yep. Good news, everyone. let's get the phones that are up to. Nope. Yep.
Let's see. So let's just do this then.
Yep.
Let's bring back an old segment that we used to do that we like to call Mascot Wedding Takes a Bullet. And for those of you who don't...
First, I want to talk to a caller, though.
Okay,
we can
sure.
talk to them while we're doing it. Is somebody? Okay. Somebody? You want to call?
Hey,
oh, hey.
We got a call?
Hasn't Troy already called in? We can talk to Troy again.
My name's Tori.
Oh, it's a different guy. It's Tori.
Oh, clearly a different guy. Hi, Tori.
Hey.
So, David, continue.
What do you got for us, Tori?
Did you think the sound was weird in the Batman trailer? Because I didn't find it as annoying as everyone else did.
Didn't see it. Oh, the actual trailer itself?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded fine to me.
Yeah, it sounded fine to me.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the 6 minutes, the clip or whatever?
No.
Oh, the actual trailer? No, the trailer sounded fine. It sounded fine to me.
Everyone was mad at Bane's voice.
Nah, people are dumb.
That's what I'm saying.
They're stupid.
My name's Tori. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Tori.
Tori brought it fresh.
Yes, he did. Fresh take.
And somebody who hasn't spoken, come up and we'll just involve you in this segment. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You'll love
Nathan. How's it going, caller?
Hanging in there.
This is Nathan?
Yes, sir.
The world's nicest caller?
That is right.
Own it. All right.
What can I say?
You were saying, dude.
Okay, yeah. So for those who aren't familiar with the Take a Bullet segment, we would do something or watch something or something that is horrible. And we would give you our take so we wouldn't have to do this.
Because you ever see something when you first heard about Miley Cyrus, but you're like, I wonder what that music sounds like, even though you probably knew you didn't want to listen to it. Or maybe you did. Pardon mm-hmm. USA. We would do that for you.
We're the tastemaker for you. We're the gatekeeper.
Sure.
So this past Tuesday, I did that with a little sitcom called Work It on ABC.
Woo!
Yes, sure. It followed Tim Allen's Last Man Standing, which is also great.
R.I.P.
They canceled it, I believe.
Canceled.
What?
Oh,
seriously?
It's going strong.
Oh.
Going strong? Oh
God, going strong, yeah. No, it's the one after it. It's the one after it was canceled.
Work it.
Oh, this is so maddening now. my dream has turned on me.
We'll sort it out after the show.
You're thinking of Man Up. Man Up.
Man
was
Up.
Canceled.
Man
that
Up.
That was the one that was canceled, yeah.
Troy?
You can't keep Tim Allen down.
See yourself out. You know you can't. He is like a hell beast. So Last Man Standing is on the air, and then after that is Work It. And for those who don't know what Work It is, have you, Nathan, did you watch Work It?
I missed it.
Did you want to
Did
watch
you miss
Work
it?
Part of me was kind of curious. I mean, it looked like a real train wreck, but...
Be curious no more.
Hey, guys, I'm unfamiliar with the premise of Work It.
Well, here I am for you, McClain. So Work It was... It takes place in St. Louis, Missouri, and there are these group of guys, and they got laid off from their auto plant about a year ago, and they still can't find jobs. Why? Because women are taking all the jobs. We know this. Of course, it's ripped from today's headlines. So what do? They go and find a job in a pharmaceutical sales company by dressing as women. So we are in 2011, this was filmed. We are in 2012 now as we're watching it. And there are men in drag in a sitcom. And this is a hit. It was like a hit. Like, people saw it, millions of people. And now it's going to be a popular show that everyone watches. But it looked ridiculous from the get-go because, look... I liked Bosom Buddies, but I was also five.
Can I ask you this?
Yes.
Yeah. How come Bosom Buddies succeeded then?
Bosom Buddies succeeded for a number of reasons. And actually, I spent some time justifying Bosom Buddies in my head because I remember liking that.
Okay.
For one, Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari were not arena football players.
They were doughy, effeminate men?
Exactly. They had fine features. You could put some blush on them and a wig, and they would look not too bad.
If you were in jail or on a desert island with them,
oh sure,
things would get going.
They'll earn their cigarettes.
That's okay.
You went there, and I took it there.
I'm not judging you.
Anywho's.
That sounds like something Courtney would do.
Right.
Previous caller. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so Bosom Buddies, and also... Bosom Buddies, they dressed up as women to live in a female-only hostel, like an apartment complex. So they could come and go as they please. They only needed to be women in the lobby or when hanging around other residents of the apartment complex. In Work It, they have a job where they are there 8 hours a day surrounded by women. They have to be women all the time. And that didn't make sense to me. And also, these weren't going back to it, they weren't very attractive women. These were like... Dunkin' Donuts, like time to make the donuts kind of women, where they had the clear stubble that they couldn't get rid of.
Are they wearing like turtlenecks the entire time? How do they hide their Adam's apple?
They don't! They don't do anything beyond like put a wig on and a skirt, and they're still like, no one ever taught them to walk properly. They're not even bothered. They're still doing skirts. Like, they're not doing pantsuits. Look, if you want to dress like a woman, I will show you how. You get a blazer. You do the blazer, so you hide the top area,
okay.
And then you do a pantsuit. You do like a whole Diane Keaton thing, and then you're set. But the way they're doing it, it really is like it's like in Tango and Cash.
Sure.
When Kurt Russell dressed in drag to bust that perp, and it was like, oh, that's
short for perpetrator.
Thank you very much. and you're like, that's clearly Kurt Russell in drag. That's what this is. And nobody if we're in this day and age, at least have somebody in the show wise to what's going on.
There's got to be someone at the end who's like, good job hiring those trannies.
Right, exactly, yeah. Or even during the job interview. I'm sorry if I'm not involving you, Nathan.
No problem.
Nathan, is there something that you would make you, let's say, what do you, let me think here for a second. Is there something that would be like, that'd be worth pretending to be a lady for a long time? Like, I would try and do that. Let's say Batman The Dark Knight Rises was only going to play.
Again,
I'm really looking forward to it, folks. Let's say it's only going to play one night, and it was a ladies-only screening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you try and pull it off? The correct answer is yes, Nathan.
Yeah, I think I could pull it off. Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, you got to do the David Hodder method, though.
I can't. How's that?
But what you just said. Put on a blazer, hide the top stuff.
Right, exactly. The top
Whatever.
Stuff. Yeah. Women like what we call it, the top stuff, right?
So what did you think of the show?
It was awful.
Oh, boo.
Because there was just every... Well, first of all, like within the first 2 minutes, because they're talking about how it's hard to find jobs, and they're like, oh, it's because we're in a recession. And one of the guys is like, we're not in a recession, we're in a man session. So, like, they're trying to coin this whole, like...
Typical skirts.
Yeah, of course, they get all the breaks. Are you kidding me? The way they make less money than us so they can pay fewer taxes? Oh, man, that's the best. But, like... thank you. But the thing that really bothered...
Yay, audience.
The thing that really bothered me is the guy went into the job interview with his old resume and his old name, which thankfully was like Lee something, so he could just play it off. Instead of like having to do that cool thing where you make Andrew into Andrea or Mac into Melissa.
That cool thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that the coolest thing. So he keeps his name Lee and he keeps his whole resume.
Mine would be Mashelle, by the way. Go ahead.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
But nobody bothers to Google him or Facebook him, like check him out. Like, you can't just be like, hey, there's something up with this Lee Darvish. Let's just go onto this computer where there's all the information in the world and find out what she's all about.
Yeah, that's the first thing I do when I meet anyone.
Yeah.
If you think I didn't Facebook the lot of you, you're wrong.
All you have been vetted.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Thoroughly.
I didn't want, like, I was like, oh, let me look up Nathan. And there's a picture of him, like, slitting a dog's throat. Like, you're not getting into the studio.
No.
Also, why was that the first example that popped into my head?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Oh, actually, Nathan, while I have you on the line,
yeah.
I have a question to ask you.
Go ahead.
Speaking of social networking and online alter egos, you go by the name DJ Cabrini Green.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do a little DJ.
Oh, is that right?
Nice. Yeah, Headhunters, New Year's Eve. I was out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you have anything coming up that you cannot promote but just mention?
Well, on the 25th of January, I'll be at Carousel Lounge with my friend's band.
Okay.
We'll be doing a show there, 7 to 9 p.m.
What kind of stuff do you spin?
Well, that's actually going to be a lot. I do my own music.
Pass! So.
No, but when I spin, I do a lot of like electronic type music. Mostly.
Well, will you be playing guitar?
No, I just do vocals.
Oh, okay.
I just do like, I program my own beats and then sing over it pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Neat. And that's January 25th?
Yeah, 25th at Carousel Lounge.
Okay.
I asked you that question like an old person would. Oh, do you play the guitar? And then I did air guitar as if you wouldn't know what a guitar was.
Yeah, I wish I knew how to play guitar, but I play a little keyboard, but that's
well,
about it.
Let that be your New Year's resolution for 2012.
Screw your already existing resolutions. Right in their fat faces.
Nathan, everybody. Thank you.
Right, thank you
for coming.
Yes. We also got a tweet saying from Leah Hallis who says, it's not just fly puke sometimes, it's also fly poop. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you for starting this line of whatever.
Well, golly, I can't wait to have Fly Talk next week on Co-op.
What would Fly Talk replace? My dumb comics talk?
Maybe we can combine the two. Has there ever been anything about some sort of insect on comics?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Well, then
can't think of one.
Well, then scratch that idea.
There was that guy that was bitten by a radioactive car once.
Oh, is that right?
He was a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah, that that religious guy.
Amazing Beetle Man.
That religious guy, car man.
Why is he religious?
This is the actual the motivational speaker guy, car man.
Really?
Carmen. Is it Carmen? But it's spelled Carman. I'm not the bad guy.
Yeah,
here.
Like Carman Electra. That car-loving model.
Who got bit by a radioactive religious guy.
Yeah. Man, Carmen Electra, Dave Navarro, that sucks that didn't work out, did it?
Oh, yeah. Where are we now?
I know.
As people.
Sorry, so you laugh, but like, imagine what an awful human that child would have been. That would have just come out and been like, it's like the baby photo would have been like a cam girl MySpace photo. Like
yeah.
The baby would have been like, you know, like posing like it was holding its own camera.
They would have named that Baby Hooters. It would have been the worst.
Baby Hooters.
Okay, we should get out of here.
We should get out of here.
Yes.
Does anybody else want to say hi before we leave?
Nope. No? All right.
That is fine. But hey, guys, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you so much, guys. Yes. This has been a ton of fun. And thank you to you all. And thank you to Mac for 200 episodes.
Thank you to David. I should say that, yeah, it's been a blast.
Yes, it has been an absolute blast.
Yep.
And I look forward to at least a couple more.
Okay. I say 15 more tops and then just...
And then we just call it. We'll do a rooftop concert, and that's it.
Take a jump in Lake F.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. Mac, what are we going to hear?
Oh, I'm a sucker for tying things in because I'm dumb like that. Is that a thing?
You're pretty dumb.
I'm stalling for time. So we'll sing this awesome song. The Walkmen, off of their 2000-whatever album, You and Me, this is In the New Year. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, audience. Woo! Yay!